Good evening, everyone. Today is the 4940, and it is the 5th of September, Labor Day. And a friend of mine, Walt Stickle, just sent me three different links to an interviewer that has done a lot of research on flat Earth. His name is David Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. You can find him on YouTube. And the purpose of this broadcast is to warn people about his presuppositions, even though he teaches some truth in regards to cosmology as it relates to the shape of the Earth and the fact that, you know, water seeks its own level, and that you know, he talks a lot about the Antarctica, and he talks a lot about dispelling a lot of the lies put out by the heliocentric people. He puts out as many lies himself, and I want to caution people about listening to people that are unbelievers talking about the Earth. Because if they don't believe in Christ, if they don't believe in the Creator himself, we read in Colossians, he says that he's created all things, and by him all things consist. If someone denies Jesus Christ, whether it be Thomas Jefferson denying Christ's miracles, or Benjamin Franklin, or some Jesuit scientist out there, I don't give them the time of the day. Okay? So, well, you can learn something from heathen. The Bible says, Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If I want to go and find truth, I'll go to the Bible. I don't have to go to David Weiss. I don't have to go to Edward Henry. I don't have to go to Larry Phillips. I don't have to go to anyone. I can go right directly to the Bible to find the truth regarding creation and redemption and eschatology and the end of the world and the return of Christ and my final abode in heaven. You know, David Weiss, you know, talked about good karma and bad karma. That's a lie. He talked about the fact that there's no representation of any large animals. And the Bible talks about the Leviathan. The Bible talks about the dragons. Now, they might not have been dinosaurs, but it does talk about the Leviathan and the dragons. And so when you're listening to someone that doesn't even believe the Bible, when he doesn't even believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God, and he's promoting free will on the free will of man. These are lies. These are bold-faced lies. He's denying that man is dead in his trespasses and sin. He's denying that by observation, man can get all of the answers he needs. And that is a denial of Scripture, too, because read 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, 1st and 2nd chapter, 1 Corinthians. You know, if we have spiritual discernment, it's because we've been given to it, because we've been born again by the Spirit of God and quickened by His Spirit. This guy denies the Holy Spirit. You know, he puts some kind of phrase like divine entities, and he's talking about aliens and all this other stuff, you know. And why any Christian would sit and listen to this guy after me listening to just short sequences of three different broadcasts, I would never interview this guy because he's in total darkness. He's in total darkness. Well, that's basically what my thoughts are on Mr. David Weiss and his lies regarding reason and logic. You know, yes, he dispels the ongoing lies regarding cosmology and the fact that the Earth is a globe and spinning at 60,000 miles and 1,000 miles at the equator, and all this other, these other lies that are purported by people like, you know, the guy that is heliocentric that did the Noah's Ark and all of that, you know. Why would I listen to that guy? What's his name? I've forgotten his name. The guy that did the Noah's Ark. Ken Hovind. Ken Hovind, and then there's Ken Ham. And I think both of them are heliocentric. Well, I wouldn't listen to them any more than I would listen to David Weiss. They're both in error. They're both in gross error. So anyway, go back to the Bible. Study the first chapter of Genesis. Okay? You don't have to listen to some agnostic, Bible-hating, karma-promoting person that puts everything on based upon the free will and reason of man. But like I was listening to Immanuel Kant that I used to have to study. Anyway, that's my thoughts tonight on Mr. Weiss. God bless.